praises. Let's stand together, if you would. Just bow our heads, we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative. Lord, may we take, Lord, full advantage of every moment we have. Lord, every opportunity. Lord, that we can come and gather and, Lord, be able to hear your word under the anointing of your Spirit, Lord. And just, Father, we pray for revelation tonight. Strengthen us, encourage us, Lord, and just meet us in a mighty way. For we know you've promised it and you are here. You're with us. Lord, with great anticipation, we look forward to see how you will do in this service, Lord. Bless us now, each and every one, and may you get your glory in everything that's said and done. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me if you'd like in our little capstone books. Amen. Page 85 at Calvary. A wonderful thing happened at Calvary, saints. Amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to soul can only sing of Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down. Oh, think about it. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Oh, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Amen. Amen. saints. Amen. His blessings, mercy, and love. Amen. Page 52 over in the same books there. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am free. Because of what he done for you, saints, you can say that. For a long time I traveled, oh, down a dark, lonely road. My heart was so heavy in sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful hour. Oh, I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his saving power. Amen. Oh, praise God, I am free, free. Oh, hallelujah. This world of sin. Oh, been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been born again. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out, throw me away. Oh, like a bird out of prison. Oh, hallelujah, that is taking its flight. Oh, like a blind man that God gave back his sight. Oh, like a poor wretched beggar who found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his holy name. Amen. Oh, praise God, I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Oh, been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been born. Descriptions, how he talks about the bird that's been let out of prison. Can you ever see anything more exuberant than a bird that's been trapped and let free? Oh, saints, wonderful. What a description. You may be seated. Amen. Our Only Believe books, very popular song, but I like to sing. 42, I feel like traveling on. Amen. More determined now than ever. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Amen. Oh, well, I feel like traveling on. Traveling on. That ought to make you feel like traveling on. Amen. It's getting so close, saints. Amen. You can see how the word's tightening up on us because it's getting close. Getting ready. Amen. Like he mentioned the other night, it's that, like that last scream. Get in line. Amen. Amen. I love him. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. Praise his name. That's the blessing if you will. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all path, oh, that life ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, all my life, ever to rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many have something on your heart? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Kevin, would you like to take the request tonight?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight for the opportunity you give us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord,
yes. Yes.
Lord, in spirit and truth. Lord, yes. And just the revelation that goes with them songs, Lord, and what you're doing for us and what's coming down the line, Lord, in the future. Lord, we're just thankful, Lord, that you was so kind to even reveal this word to us in this hour. When we see so many, Father, that, Lord, they have a new revelation of the word. But, Lord, we're thankful for everything that you're doing for us, and we just pray, Lord, tonight you just bless the remainder of the service.
Yes.
Bless he who brings forth the word, make it easy for him. May we be hungry and pulling.
Yes.
Lord, you know the needs upon your people's heart here, Lord. We just ask, Father, that you just grant it. Just meet every need, Father. We give you all the glory and honor and praise.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Would somebody have a song that's been bubbling on your heart maybe this week? Amen. Josh, you got something?
546.
536. 36. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he quickly come, sweeping home. Amen. I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Amen. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. On a cap, God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. The grapes are young and mine. Little foxes spoil the vine, for the vineyard blossoms forth her harvest time. Keep your eyes on things above, don't look at me or you. See that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, it's manifesting time. Oh, the fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption, amen. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. In the cleft of the rock, in the coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Amen. You believe that? It's manifesting time. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Sing Only Believes. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. Just bow our heads. Precious Lord, so wonderful to come here and to gather here with saints of like precious faith. Lord, and again, knowing that you keep every promise, that where two or three are gathered in your name, in our midst they would be, or you would be. And Father, we know that you're here this evening, and you're gathered here, Lord, with a portion of your little bride. We're so thankful for that. It's such a great time in which to live in. And Lord, knowing it's not just a service, as many would call it, but Lord, it's a glorious time to gather here in your sweet presence. And Lord Jesus, to have fellowship with you. And Lord, to have our eyes open to the Word of God.
Amen.
We ask, Lord, that you would do that for us tonight in a little small portion. Father, by the renewing of our minds, Father, we'd be conformed to the image of you. Lord, to you, precious you, that, Lord, we would not be conformed to this world, but, Lord, be transformed. Oh, God, by the renewing of our minds. And, Lord, that next glorious part, Lord, as it comes, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, Lord, how that burns within our hearts. And knowing, Father, as we've come here gathered around the Word tonight, that alone, by the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts with that Word, can bring us to that place. Lord, we ask that you'd help us now. Open our hearts to the Word and give us revelation. And again, we appreciate you being here with us. We're so thankful of it, Lord. Have your way now as we commit ourselves to you in your wonderful, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you don't mind, I'd like to turn to the book of Acts again. Amen. Renew our minds back again to the scripture we read Sunday morning. I'd like to read a few more quotes concerning these things. Amen. Again, saints, we realize that we are in the last moments. And my, if we can't see the time and the signs of time, of what's taking place, and
Amen.
Nations against nations, and all the perplexity, and men's hearts failing for fear, and the signs in the heavens, signs on the earth, pestilence, famines, all kinds of things going on. How truly we ought to be able to see and say it is the end time. Amen. And to see the Word moving in our hearts and making sure there's nothing that we're doing disobedient to the will of God. Amen. Regardless of the price that has to be paid. Amen. Acts 5 and begin the fourth verse. Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? Again, that was Acts 5, beginning at 4th verse. Just save a little time. And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Again, it's about Ananias and Sapphira. They had a piece of ground, sold it, like the rest of the people in the church that was trying to help and sell their property and possessions to, so that all of them would have all things common and their needs would be met. What a lovely group of people it must have been. Amen. That thou hast lied, why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Of course, we know the same thing happened to Sapphira's wife. So may the Lord bless her in his word, and you may be seated. We won't read any more of the scripture we read Sunday. But think about that fourth verse again. Whilst it remained, while they had their property in their possession, before it was sold, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? They could do with it whatever they wanted to do. It didn't have to give it to the church. It was within their own power to do with it what they wanted to. Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Now you see where the problem originated, was in the heart. Anytime you look it up in the original Greek, it's the soul. Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Now, I'd like to read a few more things concerning this, in speaking about this Ananias and Sapphira, and just show you again some things. I won't hold you too long tonight because there ain't very many here, like I said, but I'd still like to renew your minds, those that's here, and I want you to be thinking about this and meditating. Because it too is a part of his word. Amen. Is it not? Amen. Is God being the same today as he was yesterday? Does that make it to where he'll just throw it out? It's not for today? Or is it still for today? It's still for today. You see, and remember, God's prophet was the divine revealer and interpreter of God's word.
Amen.
Divine. Interpreter of God's word. So when the prophet began to bring these things, he wasn't bringing his own ideas, but it was the divine interpretation of what God was doing and what he would do, what he has done, and what he shall continue to do. You see? So we find here in the Queen of Sheba, again, I want to read this again. He says here, beginning paragraph 67, this was July 10th, 1960. But the thing of it is, they'd taken the nation and things of the world who will play this part with certain movie star. A lot of people, many people today, church members, Pentecostal people, Baptists, Presbyterians, can tell you more about a movie life than they can a Bible life. And think about that today. Think about today what, maybe even what we can tell about. And know more about. Maybe know who it is doing something throughout the world. Maybe some worldly event that we can tell quicker and easier. We can tell something in this Bible. Pretty sad day to live in, isn't it? When it's like that. You know? But the prophet seen it back then. This is what he says. He says, he said, more children can tell you about Davy Crockett or Gunsmoke or some of them, he said, or some of them than they can about Jesus Christ. I wonder, can our children tell us about something way more than what they could tell about Jesus Christ that's out in the world? Can they? Makes me wonder if we haven't failed as a parent. You know? He says, is because that's what they're taught in their homes. And then talk about juvenile delinquency. It's parent delinquency. Church delinquency. That's exactly right. clergy delinquency of preaching the word, and God working with the church, confirming the word with signs as they follow. Think of that. Confirming with signs as they follow. And he just got to mention about what do we know more about. Do we know more about it, as I said, this world events than we do about the scripture? And sometimes our life proves that. We know more about world events than we do the scripture. Because oftentimes as things comes up in life, we fail the test and trials because the word isn't present and ever before us. But we sin not against it. We've got the world events there. We've got what we want to obtain in this life, or what maybe event is going to take place, or just all kinds of things. This world offers a lot of things, you see. So how much do we know, though, versus that to the word? And then as he says here, but he says, God is working with the church, confirming the word with signs and follow. What are we more interested in, you see? Well, again, our life shows what we're more interested in, you see? And again, it goes back, as we had a little message here a few weeks ago about the children. Don't never forget, you're to train your child, the scripture says, in the way it should go.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
So training is a process. Training is something you work with them, you see? Even when they're sitting here in church, make sure they're not doing something to distract themselves. I'm talking about when they start getting a little bit of age to them and they're old enough to listen. And just to remind you, and it doesn't mean everybody will be that way, but I remember very plainly, at 5 years old, I was very attentive and very interested in what was being said. At 5 years old. See? But again, I know election seed has to be there. I know that. I understand that. But just remember, as your child sits here, it should be taking advantage of every training moment that is possible. Every training moment. You see? If they're big enough to listen, they're big enough to stay awake and listen. Yeah. Not sleeping sluggishly all over the benches and everything? No. No. They're old enough to do something. Well, Brother Steve, now you sound like this other church. There was rules. Well, you know? If people live spiritually, there wouldn't have to be a rule one. You realize that?
Amen.
If people lived in the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, there wouldn't have to be a rule one. None.
Right.
Why you have to have rules? For the lawbreaker. Why is there laws? For the lawbreaker. Why is the speed limit 60? For the lawbreaker. It's a dangerous speed to drive, anything above that, certain road conditions. So they put a law to it. You see? Same way with the rules. Why does rules have to be put in a church? For the rule breakers. The ones that don't have Holy Ghost, that can't understand things and live right and have the Holy Ghost to discern right from wrong. That's why you have to have rules. You see? And that's why in past times in a lot of places there's a lot of rules. A lot of regulations. Because the biggest part of the congregation wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean I'm going to make rules and regulations. I'm just going to preach the word.
Amen.
So I'm going to do. Ananias and Sapphira is living in the church, on the side of the church, and never called out and told their sins. Listen to what he was seeing at that time. Because they're the heaviest payers there is in the church. High tithe payers. Some, he says, some Ananias with a great job can put in $5,000 a year, and he could drink and smoke or gamble and commit adultery and everything else. And he can be a deacon at the same time. Brother, I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God comes into the church, It'll tear the thing open and rip it out.
Amen.
He did it when he came on the other time to the other temple with the money changers. You remember what the Lord Jesus Christ did?
Amen.
In the temple with the money changers? He absolutely had no mercy, did he? Braided ropes together and beat them. Physically beat them out of the temple of God. Did he change today?
No.
Did that desire to hold the word change today? In any other man that's filled with the Holy Ghost? Did it change? If it did, he isn't filled with that same Christ. He says, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now look at the pleasures in this life. And it don't have to be a ball game. No. It don't have to be going out there on a nice big $2 million yacht, coasting down through the coastline, sipping sweet tea, people feathering you with feathers, blowing air on you. No. It don't have to be that. A pleasure is anything that makes the flesh feel at ease, feel good, taking it easy, but yet come contrary to anything God wants done. That can be a lot of things. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, heady, high-minded, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The power of what? The authority of the revelation. Denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Such, turn away. Now this is where some other churches has got this messed up. They've turned people away because they didn't believe a false doctrine like they did and didn't bow down to their king, their minister. I'm going to tell you what, that carnal mind ain't never going to make it in.
Amen.
No, they don't even understand scripture. But from such turn away. What, these ones that's heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God? Turn away. I'm quoting scripture, 1 Timothy 3, he says. Now when you see those things taking place, and those the hour that we're living, the sincerity that the church ought to be in, and yet just fabulous. You go down here at the market, or you go tonight for dinner. I know you've read these things before, but listen. And they set you out a bowl of soup. And there's a big spider in it. Well, you want to sue the company. Sue the restaurant. Raise a ruckus. Because your bowl of soup has got a spider in it. Some people really put on a scene when something ain't just right in the restaurant. And they're not afraid to make a big scene. As if they want everybody in the restaurant to know there's a problem and they want it fixed now. You see? That's what he's talking about. Certainly, or a fly is in it. Why, you'd call the waitress and bawl her out like everything. I've seen so-called believers do that. Be embarrassed to even be with them. Preachers. And you'd be embarrassed to be with them. And yet you walk around and take some man-made theology, and they'll push it right down your throat. Join a church, and that's all you have to do. What about some of these other things that goes on in life? We won't say a thing about that. And we'll go right along with it. And yet, something in the physical that would harm our poor little body, my will raise a ruckus over that. But he says, except a man be born again, he cannot nowise enter into the kingdom. So what was he like in those things? They're not born again when they do that. And these signs shall follow them after they're born again. Did you hear the simplicity of that? These signs shall follow them that are born again. Won't be no problem. See, that's what Jesus said. That brings the mark of distinction to the church. It brings the mark of distinction to the church. What? That you, it's very distinctive to who's born again, who ain't born again. It's a mark of distinction. See? The signs and wonders of the resurrected living Christ living in the church. But they don't want it today. No. And be careful as the sun gets hotter, that you don't say within yourself, it's too much. It's too hot. This is not what I want in life. Be careful. He says here in Jehovah Jireh, February 12, 1961. Now, remember, I renewed your minds again to the book of Acts, right? About Ananias and Sapphira. I didn't read the whole thing, but just to kind of get your mind back on the thought of it. And to think, well, this has never happened in this day and age. Yes, it has. It has happened in this age. Okay? This is in Jehovah Jireh, and Brother Branham speaking of this. He says, paragraph 24, this was, again, February 12, 1961. Like a fellow coming to prayer line. Again, you'll remember this as soon as I start reading it. He thought it was telepathy. Because he wrote it on a prayer card. He wrote on his prayer card that he had TB and cancer and everything. You remember?
Amen. Okay.
He come in the line and he said, how do you do? And I said, how do you do, sir? And he said, I said, well, do you believe me to be his servant? So Brother Branham asked him, do you believe me to be his servant, God's servant? As he did many times. Because the commission God gave him was, is if you can get the people to believe you, many things will happen. Okay? So he says, do you believe me to be his servant? See, that's what the angel told me, get the people to believe you. He said, yes, sir. The man that wrote the prayer card out that he had TB and cancer when he really didn't. Okay. That didn't sound right. It just didn't register with me. See, he knew already there was something there. This man was up to something. One of Satan's tricks. You know?
Amen.
He said, it just didn't sound right. It didn't register. See, in myself. He was a fine-looking man, just as nice looking, just a nice-looking fella. I said, yes, sir. And got to talking to him. And I said, there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfectly healthy. Now, to me, I just couldn't even imagine being in that position.
Right. Amen.
To stand before God's prophet and to try to pull the wool over his eyes. I just almost can't even fathom how scary that would be. To be that ignorant. To be that deceived. To think I could pull something over from God's servant. Wow. It's a scary thought. He says, you're perfectly healthy. And the man said, you're wrong. Remember, this man was trying to prove to others that it was just telepathy and it wasn't God. That's what he had up his sleeve. I said, no, I'm not wrong. Wow. He said, get that prayer card down there and look and say, I've got TB and cancer. I don't know what all he had wrote down there, but he had TB. He said, he told Brother Brandon, I've got TB and cancer. He says, I said, I don't care what you got on that prayer card. I said, there's nothing wrong with you. He said, well, I've got it on my prayer card. I said, I don't care what you put on your prayer card. That doesn't mean a thing. He said, it's what the Holy Spirit says.
Amen.
I said, well, maybe you had enough faith to get healed before you come in the meeting. Brother Brian gives us the benefit of the doubt. But I really believe he already knew what was going on.
Amen.
The beginning of it. He said, well, I've got this and that's the way it is. And I thought, what's going on here? What's going on? See, Brother Brown knew something wasn't right. He felt it in the Holy Spirit. Something wasn't right. He looked like he was a Christian man. This man looked like he was a Christian man. But he said, I looked around. And there I looked over the wall. Started seeing everything. That vision was coming. Seeing everything going on. I looked over the wall towards this way, and there I seen it. It was moving out. And I turned around to him. Wow. Now this would be scary. Many is sitting here now that was right in that meeting when it happened. I said, why would you let the devil put a such a thing as that in your mind? Isn't that the same thing Apostle Peter said
Amen.
To Ananias and Sapphira? Why would you let the devil put something in your mind like that? I said, now, you're of a certain church. Wow. Now he's going to start. Don't figure this man thought it was telepathy, but then. No. I won't call the name that don't believe. The days of miracles has passed. And you was at a meeting the other night and told and said within yourself, rather, that this was nothing but mental telepathy. Well, now he's telling him what was in his heart. And I said, that man sitting yonder in the balcony with the red tie on and the gray suit. You was in his house the other night. Wow. Imagine what the fellow up in the balcony was thinking about then.
Amen.
You was sitting at a table, had a cloth pulled over it like this, and you made up your mind that you was going to come down here and write that on your prayer card and come in here. Could you just imagine myself? Lump went down his throat. Now wait a minute. At first he thought he was going to get by with this. He thought he was playing games. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, saints, don't play games coming in here.
Amen.
Don't do it. Because the Holy Ghost knows everything about us. Everything. And that man screamed out, the man up in the balcony, screamed out and said, that is the living truth. Sitting up there like that. And I said, because you have said and put that on your prayer card, now you have it.
Amen. Right.
And he died 6 weeks later. See, we're not playing church. We're living in the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, if we are in the presence of the Holy Ghost, if, is he weaker than he was? what he was in the 60s? More than what he was in the book of Acts? The Holy Ghost ain't any weaker. It's the same Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yeah. And just don't forget, if nothing was ever said and nothing ever brought you before all, the same Holy Ghost still does the same thing.
Amen.
Yeah. People don't die maybe so much physically today, but spiritually. To the point they'll have no more desire to serve God. None. Absolutely. We're living in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Remember, Ananias and Sapphira, you'd better be sincere.
Amen.
And correct with God. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Amen.
There it was, it come right upon him. And the diagnosis of the case and everything showed he had both cancer and TB. When he died, the diagnosis was cancer and TB. But started out, he didn't have it. But he brought his own judgment upon himself by trying to come against God, which is what he was doing. He sealed his own doom. Exactly. Like David did when he stood before Nathan and said, "The man will surely die." Remember, old Nathan come to David, King David, and after he'd taken Uriah's wife, put Uriah out there on the forefront of the battle, in the heat of the battle, and had him killed so he could get his wife. And then Nathan come up to him knowing what happened.
Amen.
Come up to David. He said, "What would you do? Someone in the kingdom." And start telling about the little story, the sheep and so forth. Mm-hmm. And David quickly pronounces, like so often do people do today, David quickly pronounces, "Let him die. Let him die to do such a thing as that." But you know what Nathan told him? He sealed his own doom. And so it's still the same God today.
Amen.
Still the same God. We don't serve another God from another day. We serve the same God that still knows everything. Knows everything we did today. Knows everything we looked at today. Knows every place we went. Knows every conversation we had. Now in the past, he done so great of a thing when the Holy Ghost, his Holy Spirit, got control of the church that he called that sin out. And then fear, great fear come among those that remained. Yeah. To make sure it didn't happen. He says in Paradox, paragraph 255, "I've often wanted to come into a church. I've longed to see it. I guess where I could walk in the back door and front door, wherever it was, and look across the audience and see a perfect church all in order. Sin couldn't stay there. No. The Spirit would call it out. You see, it just couldn't stay. Like Ananias and Sapphira. You just couldn't do it. There'd be no sin in that group. No, sir. The Spirit quickly would speak like that. And no matter what it was, how little, that it would be done. You'd see men, women, or women and men sitting there under the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God moving perfectly. And someone had done something wrong in the congregation. And they couldn't. He said, they'd come quickly. They'd come quickly. And confess it before the Spirit got a hold of it. To confess it. Before it came to tell it. Because they knowed right then it was going to be called. Called out. That's right. That's the church of the living God. How my old, poor old heart, now it's getting old. I've longed to stand and see a church like that. I may yet, I hope to. Perfect works of God without sin that could understand. It takes understanding? Yes. It takes understanding. And presuming, January 17, 1962, paragraph 298. And the church, I've often wondered, I'd like to walk into church. And I hope I get to see it before I die. I just want you to see what he was looking for. Because he knew it was Scripture. I hope I get to see it before I die. To walk in a church sometime and walk through there and just see how sin couldn't even sit in that church. Any member would have to confess it before they'd even got there. And the Holy Spirit would call it right out on the spot. Just like, see the women sitting there and look like ladies, see men like men, really men of integrity. Oh, my. Wouldn't that be nice? Holy Ghost-filled men, Spirit-filled, and let just one sin be in the church anywhere, and the Holy Spirit would call it right out. Like Ananias and Sapphira. Have it right there before you. Oh, there, that's a church I'd like to see. Oh, I wish I could see it, he says. So do I. But if he can get somebody, God hasn't changed. And Holy Spirit's still real. All he needs is somebody to yield. To yield. And he'll do the same thing. And communion. You're all familiar with this. Paragraph 59. That's the trouble of us today. I'm saying us, me, the church that the Lord God has let me speak to in these last hours. That we believe we're in the closing time. We believe that God has given us a message. It's been ordained of God. It's been proven of God. Has it not been proven of God? Absolutely it has been. Time and time again. We believe that God has given us a message. It's been ordained of God. It's been proven of God. It's been showed of God. Now we must come to Him with reverence and with love, with purity of heart and mind and soul. You know, the hour will soon arise when right among us, again, this was His last message, as I said Sunday, before the Lord took it. When it rise right among us will be the Holy Spirit. Will speak out like it did Ananias and Sapphira. Remember, that hour is arriving. Now you just remember that. You just remember that. See that God is going to dwell among His people. That's what He wants to do now. Yeah. Amen. We can receive the message as saying If I was a young man and hunting for a wife, I could find a wife. I said, and she's just perfect. She's a Christian. She's a lady. She's all this. I've got confidence. But no matter how much confidence, how much I think she's nice, I've got to receive her. She's got to receive me. And upon these vows, oh my, then they're husband and wife. Same thing with this. We can say we believe. Say we agree with it. But until we become a part of each other, and Ananias and Sapphira is another part of it. That's what he's showing us.
Amen.
It's another part of it. And when the Holy Spirit can speak out and call out that sin, that unbelief, this way. I don't want to be that one. Because anytime that's ever happened, it was always too late. Do you hear me? It was always too late. There was never a point to return. And Sapphira return? Did any time that the prophet, God used him to do that, did they return? No. There was no chance. That's scary. And don't put no limits on it. You may be a wife sitting here. And you may have just blowed up with your husband before you came through the doors. And you don't overcome it. And you just keep right on doing it. Keep right on doing it. And you might have blowed out and blowed up right before you walked through that door. And the Holy Spirit may reveal. What are you going to do then? Huh? When you'll know that there was no way, there was not even time for it to get around for people to know it. Huh? What are you going to do then? Can this happen? Yes, it can happen. Yes, it can happen. And quite frankly with you, might be the best thing that ever happened. And people would see.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is alive. Yeah. And it wouldn't be a hope, a trust, a thinking maybe. But they would know. He's just as alive today as he was any day. Wouldn't want to be the one that it has to happen to, but it would be good for the rest of the church.
Amen.
Yeah. Anything I can warn you of is we better all walk very softly. And you better hope you've got enough Holy Ghost in you to discern right from wrong. Was Ananias' problem. He didn't have the Holy Ghost. He didn't have something on the inside to discern what he was doing. It was a no-no. It was too late by the time he found out. You see? So may God help us.
Amen.
With even a little few words I read tonight. But I believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Now, if I feared to serve a God like that, afraid he'd catch me at my sin, then I believe I'd better be hunting for a prayer closet and seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost and making sure that I knew right from wrong. can happen. And quite frankly, I expect it to happen. Yeah. If not me, somebody may come through that door that you've never seen in your life. And the Holy Ghost may tell me, let him speak. And I let him speak.
Amen.
And you may never see the person again. God works in mysterious ways. He's God. He is sovereign. He does what he wants. But a lot of people don't think that way in this age. Let's do what I want to do, and God will just have to put up with what I do. Mm-hmm. No, he won't.
No.
You'll find out one of these days. Yeah. And sometimes I wonder, with everything going on, and the weather, all the troubles and problems, if God isn't just about fed up with it all now. Just think how great and mighty men think they are. Building great towers and equipment and military devices. And a hurricane can be leashed, turned loose, and destroy an abundance of area at the drop of a hat. And man can't stop it. There's absolutely nothing he can do to stop that. Out of them big man's controls that they think they're so big and high and mighty. And they can't even stop a hurricane. They can't even stop a tornado. No, they can't even stop an earthquake. But all these big, mighty mind men that we think we are, that know so much and so powerful and know-it-alls, and I can do what I want to do. We'll find out one day. But thank God, judgment begins at the house of God.
Amen.
And gives me opportunity to get my heart right before it's too late.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. But don't forget now, we're in his presence. Won't you sisters come on up, please?
Amen.
But it's not for everybody to recognize the presence of God. I was thinking about that and dwelling on it, meditating on it, and thinking about those that recognize the presence. I thought about the little woman with the blood issue. She recognized the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ that the other ones wasn't getting a hold of. She knew if she could just get to him and touch him, her problem was taken care of. Oh my. It's no problem. The little woman at the well. I messed around in life, She come into that point where she recognized the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. All them people walking around, and no doubt hearing some of the conversation and so forth, but something struck her heart.
Amen.
There was a representation of predestination. Oh, glory. And when it struck her heart, she had to tell everybody about it. She was so excited, so happy, and so thrilled. Oh, my. Glory to his name. How thrilled are we to live for the Lord Jesus Christ? That he would have the preeminence in our lives. Not our preeminence. Be his preeminence. Amen. I hope these few words has touched somebody's heart.
Amen.
Because we just didn't come here to come to church. We come here to let the Holy Ghost speak to our hearts.
Amen.
And I believe he did if you had your heart open.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Let's all stand. And let's sing that little chorus. In moments like these, I sing out a song. You mean you feel like singing a love song to the Lord Jesus Christ after something like this? that makes me want to have to watch really careful now? Yes. Because love is corrective. His love is so pure. It's so sweet and so wonderful.
Amen.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Josh, why don't you come up and dismiss us? And saints, when we do or go to do something, you know, oftentimes, probably like me, I'm sure you'll many times be the same way. You ask the Lord, Lord, is this your will that I do this or that I do that? That's so simple. To find the will of God. The will of God is His Word. And whatever you decide to do, the decision you make, can you find it in that Word?
Amen.
If you can't find it in that Word, it's not His will. So simple. But so many times we do things and thinking, oh, this would surely be all right. I believe this is the will of the Lord that I do this. Did you find it in there? Is it in that Word?
Amen.
Then you have no assurance that it was the will of the Lord. None. But if it's in there, never forget that. As simple as it may be, don't you never forget that.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing it again, Brother Josh. Come on up. In moments like these, I sing out a song.
Thank you.
precious Heavenly Father. Lord, it's such a blessing and a privilege, Lord, to be here this night. Lord, no matter how each one's day goes, Lord, I was thinking today, Lord, no matter what happens on the job or in life, Lord, all we got to do is think about what you've done for us already. Oh, Lord, you've brought us so far, Lord. You've had so much mercy on us already, Lord. And, Lord, then we just come to service, Lord, and then you reveal your word even more to us, Lord. Lord, it's such a privilege and honor, Lord, to be here. Lord, we love and appreciate you with all our hearts. Lord, never, never let us take for granted, Lord, what you've done for us. And Lord, the word that we are privileged to hear, Lord. Lord, your word is truth and is life, Lord. And that's why we come here, Lord, to get life. Oh, Lord, we just love and appreciate you so much, Lord. But Lord, if we could only think about what you've done for us, Lord. And Lord, we have faith, Lord, knowing that you're going to take us all the way. Oh, Lord, if we'll just stay with your word, Lord. Have that desire burning within, Lord, to climb that next rung. Oh, God, be with each and every one of us, Lord. We all need you. Lord, we can't do it without you, Lord. We need you to hold our hand. Lord, lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit, Lord, in each and every decision we make in life, oh, God. Let it be your will. Lord, we'll give you all the glory and the honor for everything, Lord, that you do and how you lead us. Lord, we'll give you the glory for everything. Lord, we'll give all the glory to Jesus. Lord, just have your way now in each and every life. Go with us. Lord, be with us. Lord, let us go out and let our light shine, Lord, wherever we may be. Lord, just let your presence be seen and felt, Lord, with these people that are around us. Oh, God, that's my prayer, Lord. Wherever I go, Lord, let me leave. Lord, some kind of testimony, Lord, for somebody. Lord, and if it's not that, Lord, then I need to get it to where it is. Dear Lord, just help each and every one of us. Bless us, keep us safe. Let your will be done in our lives. And we ask and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that little chorus. I know the master of the wind. Amen. Amen. I know.